Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you, Jerry. Congrats on that wedding, by the way. I'm going to ask you about that in a little while. Jerry's son got married, I believe, here over the weekend. Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline and say good morning to a Minnesota native from Stillwater. That is Dennis McDonough, of course, worked as President Obama's chief of staff, was the 26th White House chief of staff, and then served as a national security advisor as well. But more importantly, Dennis attended St. John's University, played safety for the Johnnies, for John Gilardi. Very proud of that. A couple of conference titles, I know. Good player. And Dennis, first of all, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me. Good morning to you. Good to be home. I wish it were a little warmer, but good to be home. And I always love talking Johnny Tommy with you.
Well, so what do you think? I theoretically right now, it looks like they'll have one more game in the spring. But you played in this game, Dennis, and this is a big game. You know, I've chatted about this many times before, and then it goes away. But I haven't heard your thoughts on the D1 move for the Tommies.
Well, look, I mean, I'm sad to see the game, to see that game and that tradition end. And I'm sad to see the Tommies leave the MIAC. I think that it's been a great tradition that's really informed the experience of a lot of people like me, and it's a shame to see it go away. That's, I guess, maybe first point. The second point is, I think it's a gutsy thing what President Sullivan and the Tommies are doing and making this this push to go D1. More power to them. I think it's an exciting opportunity for the state. It's an exciting opportunity for St. Paul. But then I think maybe the most important point, Dave, is point three, which is I think we'll still crush them come the spring. So I think that's the most important thing.
Why didn't I know that was coming? But that rivalry is so special. And I don't know exactly what's set up for the spring. I don't know if we'll be able to attend. I'm not sure. But it's just sad to see that go away, unfortunately. Unless you think St. John's will go Division I at some point, too.
Well, who knows what's going to happen? I think the most important thing is to get our hands around this pandemic and to come up with a plan to confront it and to put this thing to bed so we can get beyond it. And so that's I think that's the first and most important thing here.
Yeah, I know you're here politically, but get a chance to chat with you. I wanted to ask you briefly before we talk about that sort of thing. Did your chief of staff interviews with our friend Margaret Brennan, how did that go?
Good. She's tough. She's a tough interviewer, and she's a real pro. And I think, she's really done a good job with that show. So I think she's a real pro. It's really great to see the thing. She really came into the position from a national security background, which is kind of how I've come into these things. And it's really good to see that. And I think she's been a huge success.
I know you're here politically, obviously, for the Biden campaign. And I know you have Minnesota stops today, Dennis. I did want to ask you, as someone in politics, how do you feel about the polls? And I would bring that up because are you concerned with them showing Joe Biden leading in many places that could be turned into apathy for a lower turnout?
Well, look, I think the most important thing is people do recognize that this is a really important election. In fact, I think it's the most important election in my lifetime because of the challenges the country's facing. We're in the middle of 3, 4, significant challenges: the pandemic, the economic dislocation as a result of the pandemic, the ongoing social justice movement and the challenges there, and then obviously big challenges like climate change. And so I think people recognize the enormity of this this election. And what we're seeing, I think, so far, Dave, is not apathy, but rather excitement, enthusiasm to vote. And I think these numbers of early vote is really important. And I think it's important for the listeners to understand, too, that there's still time for them to vote. Early vote. They can go to iwillvote.com/Minnesota to find out the best way to vote. But I'm not seeing apathy. I'm seeing a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement.
You know, I know obviously when you're out on these, you focus between President Trump and Joe Biden. But I would ask you, are there any differences in positions in national security between Joe Biden and what President Obama did since you were a national security advisor?
Well, you know, Vice President Biden was a key advisor to President Obama. You know, he's famously, both of them have famously said he's the first one in the room and the last one in the room on every big decision. And so I saw them work very well together. That doesn't mean they agreed on everything. It means that the vice president brought his significant experience on these challenges and on these questions to bear for the president. And, you know, President Obama said several times that the most important decision he made initially was asking Joe Biden to be his running mate and asking Joe Biden to be his vice president. And that made all the difference over the course of time. I think we'll hear more about that later this week. There's an excerpt from the president's book that's going to be out talking about the healthcare fight, getting the Affordable Care Act, and the critical role that Vice President Biden played in making sure that that happened. So that's just an example of it. National security for sure, but also other questions too, Dave, like the Affordable Care Act and the vice president's critical role in making sure that that got enacted into law.
Hey, Dennis, if I could, before I let you go here in a second, I would ask you about the logistics of picking a staff. So both President Trump obviously has a staff in place, one would assume right now, and Joe Biden obviously would have to think about it. But through experience, at what point did you know you're going to be chief of staff? At what point does a presidential candidate have to get all of that sort of stuff set up?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's an ongoing process. There's this period that we call the transition, which is the period between Election Day and then Inauguration Day. And so there'll be a transition this year. It'll be a transition from the Trump administration's first term to its second term, or from the Trump administration to a Biden administration first term. So there's a lot of things that need to get in place in the context of that transition. There's teams set up on both sides, that is to say on the Trump side and on the Biden side, that are working those questions through. They're working on policy questions. But importantly, as your question suggests, they're also thinking about who are the people that they can get to fill these positions. And that's a big challenge. I hasten to add that's a big challenge for President Trump if he's reelected too, because history shows that there's massive turnover between the first term and the second term. There's very few people who are kind of pig-headed and stubborn as I was to stay in that White House for 8 years, Dave. Most people want to get out of there before too long, you know. So this personnel question is a big one. So my guess is the Trump and Biden teams are looking at those questions now, making sure that they know who those available candidates are, how to get the right experience for the challenges that the country faces, like the pandemic, and making sure that then once the election is sorted through, they can in short order turn to those assignments. So I think right now what's going on is a lot of prep work. After Election Day, I think you'll start to see some decisions.
Dennis, I know you're in town. You're on your way to Little Canada here in just a few minutes. I appreciate your time here this morning. We'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.